You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 here on this Friday, October 20th, and it's time for the Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert. Joining me today, we have a pair of guests again, and it's Don Cavalier and Kayla Hansen. Guys, how are you guys doing on this Friday?
We're doing well, thank you.
Yeah, it's sunny out. And
yes,
nice,
it is.
Nice
it
weather.
Is beautiful.
Yeah, it is a perfect day outside, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about here. But firstly, what are your guys' roles, and who are you both with?
So I am a project coordinator with Crookston's Economic Development Department. I'm actually on week 3 of my role, enjoying it thoroughly, and very excited to be here today.
Yeah, and I'm Don Cavalier. I'm on the city council and responsible for happenings in Ward 4. And so that's why we're here, to promote housing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about housing and some grants that are coming up too, or that have already, some deadlines for grants that are coming up as well. But the Crookston Housing and Economic Development Authority, what have they done for the community already?
Go ahead.
Well, authority's done multiple different things thus far. Do you want me to go into this?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've recently, as of June 1st, some of you might be aware of this, some of you might not. We're looking to do a pretty big push. We actually have something called the Crookston Storefront Revitalization Program for local area businesses. Again, this is something we rolled out in June 1st in partnership with the city, Crookston's Economic Development Department, as well as the Crookston Area Chamber of Commerce. Really great program for area businesses. Essentially what we're offering, and this is something going on currently right now where these funds are available to area businesses, we have something called the Beautification Match Grant. This is actually a 25-75% match, meaning 75 is matched via the grant funding, and then 25 is owner business funding. A really, really great grant, allowing up to about $5,000 for any type of storefront revitalization. This could be anything from paint to new signage to exterior lighting, landscaping, replacement or removal of awnings, new steps, brick repair. The list goes on and on. Basically looking just to revitalize downtown and the local area businesses. We also have a paint and signage grant. This is a smaller grant, however, it is no match required. It's a one-time grant up to $1,000. Provided to businesses that would like to either paint or replace any type of signage that they might have. This is a first-come, first-serve grant, unlike our beautification match grant. So we certainly encourage businesses to apply. We do have area. We do have funds still available, and we'd really like to see other businesses take advantage of that.
What businesses are available to apply for these grants?
Absolutely. So any local business downtown, a nonprofit organization, honestly, we encourage all to apply. Anybody that does run any type of business or organization downtown that has a type of storefront, it's a pretty... what's the best word? Inclusive grant, I guess you could say. We simply just encourage you to apply. We'll review your grant and see if you are eligible or not. We're always open to questions as well. You can certainly stop by and give us a chat. We love to talk regardless. We do have a few area businesses that have taken advantage of this grant. Some of you may have noticed already, Wonderful Life Foods, Schultz Carpeting, Choice Therapy, I may or may not be missing a two, I apologize if I am, that have taken advantage of either the beautification grant or the paint and signage, and those businesses are really looking great. So we're excited to keep this rolling out to all other areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a couple of different grants and a couple of different purposes, but they're at the core of it, it's the same purpose.
Absolutely.
And that's to help the businesses and also kind of, you know, give them a little bit of a facelift, and it's all about helping back the community.
100% too.
So how do people apply for this?
Absolutely. So it's via paper application. You can either stop by the Valley Technology Park located on the north side of the university campus. I can also email it as well. You can certainly contact me via email also. I believe they're going to be putting contact information up on the website or my cell phone number. Numerous ways of getting a hold of us. Otherwise, if you'd just rather stop in and chat a little bit more about the grant, more than happy to do that as well. We'll also be making a little bit of a push. Don Cavalier has been a great partner in this push. He has been around to local area businesses this week. I too will be going around next week as well. So if we see you stopping in your business, I promise we're just trying to find those funds for everybody. And right now, you know, nothing is binding whatsoever. All of this is, you know, generating interest. There is certainly not a hard commit. You know, if you just are a bit of a skeptic and have a few questions, by all means. But we're trying to make it as transparent as possible that these funds, you know, they're readily available, and we want to make them, you know, available for everybody.
Is there a deadline for people to apply for these grants?
So for the storefront revitalization program, no. These grants are ongoing until those funds are exhausted. We do have another grant that is not in place yet. Both the Economic Development Department and the city are looking to bring those funds in. I know we'll touch on that a little later here. But right now for storefront revitalization, come on in and grab those applications. We would love to help you beautify your storefronts.
Yeah, and I have been walking the streets downtown, and I visited 40 businesses so far, and I think all 40 of them have filled out a form, but they haven't quite handed them in yet. But I wanted to encourage them to sign up and call me or call Kayla or just call the Housing Authority, because we want as many as we can, because the more we get, the more I think the more we can be excuse me, got a sore throat. But the more I think we need to get people interested, and we need to get support. And if they get this and sign their name and address and fill it out, we will probably get more of a chance to get the grants that we're asking for. So I would encourage the downtown people, and also we're delivering to 400 homes in Ward 4 right now a advertisement for their houses to get when they get them fixed up and so forth, to fill that out, and then send it in. They can send it in to the Housing and Economic Development Authority, and we will put those into the grant. All the people that sign up, you know, the more that sign up for that, they don't have, like you say, it's non-binding. And so we just want to encourage people. It's a positive attitude, activity kind of, and say, hey, some people say they're not interested, but even if you're not interested, you might be by 2024, 25, and 26 be interested, and then you would have your application in, or we know you want to get a grant for your house. So we're really excited about this program. It hasn't been in effect for many years now, and we hopefully can get more money from wherever we're going to get this money from, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited about it. And we're going to have a meeting in the future of the ward here coming up at the Eagles. And we don't know the date yet, but we'll give you the information. Maybe you can advertise the meeting for Ward 4 in downtown to come up, and we're going to do some more explanation of this whole process. So.
You touched on something, Don, where you don't get the money right away, correct?
Right.
This is a little bit of a process where you apply for it and the money comes eventually, right?
Correct. So excuse me, the one I was talking about previous. So Crookston Storefront Revitalization. So that is something that is currently going right now. So those funds are readily available. Those applications are rolling through. We already have area businesses that have taken advantage of that. So those are ones that you come in, you apply for. We're going to review that application. Our committee reviews as well. We want to make sure that your needs, whatever you're doing to help revitalize your storefronts, match those of the grant or the requirements of the grant, and we want to roll through with that. Now, what Don was touching on is actually a very exciting program that the city and the Crookston EDA are working on currently, and this is called the Small Cities Development Grant, excuse me. This is something that we did many years back that we're looking to roll in again. Currently, right now, these funds are not readily available. We will be applying for these funds, but currently we are having to generate letters of interest. And essentially, these can apply for commercial properties, these can apply for rental properties, or even just homeowner private residences. And there's actually three different types of grants. Okay, so three different types of grants. These are going to look a little different as they are going to be a match grant to a point. So for any commercial businesses, so again, this is separate from our storefront revitalization. For our commercial businesses, they can apply for up to $40,000, 80% financed through the Small Cities Grant. It's a 0% deferred loan with a 5-year term, requiring a 20% owner financing. So again, this is for much larger projects that area businesses are looking to do, such as roof repairs. That's a big one that we've seen in generating interest. Roof repairs, any type of structural siding, windows. We all know windows up in this area and trying to be a little more energy efficient in cold northern Minnesota. So this is going to dive a little bit deeper. It's not a remodeling program, but it's more so a rehabilitating of our structures while still trying to keep, you know, the character of Crookston intact. Rental businesses, so any landlords, any businesses that might have rental properties on top of their businesses. We know we have a lot of those downtown. They too can apply. We do have some stipulations. We do principally want those properties essentially occupied by low-income families is where we're more so targeting. Don mentioned having a Ward 4 meeting. We are targeting Ward 4 as we have about 400 homes down there that have been in Crookston for quite some time, and they're looking for, you know, some rehabilitation. And then lastly, we do have a homeowner one available as well. Homeowners can apply anywhere between $20,000 to $25,000. This is a deferred forgivable loan with a 7-year term. There is no match up front, which is really huge for homeowners. So again, essentially what we're doing right now is we're gathering letters of interest. There is no commitment whatsoever. These are non-binding. We're looking to get our application. The Crookston EDA needs to get our application in for these grant funds soon here. We're looking at November 15th. So we're going to be doing our best to really push this through the community. You'll all be seeing quite a bit of us and just helping to answer questions and get everybody interested in rehabilitating their homes and their area businesses within Crookston.
So why should someone apply for one of these three?
Absolutely. Well, first off, it's a great deal for that individual, especially for those that intend on staying in their home or keeping their area business or their rental property for some time. You know, it's a great chance to be able to, you know, do that rehabilitation, that roof repair, those windows, things like that. But most of all, coming together as a community. The Economic Development Department, the city, all the above, we're really looking to just revitalize Crookston the best we can, essentially bringing it back to life, really keeping, you know, the character within the community, but just trying to keep these homes up and standing, essentially. We all know we're a little landlocked. We've got overland flooding. We've got a lot of things that aren't always in our favor when it comes to building new homes. So the demand is definitely there. We have a number of low-income properties that we really want to target, both homeowners and rental properties, to help bring them up to, you know, comfortable standards for everybody.
Yeah, one of the things on the excuse me, the small business, small cities development program, is that if you, after 5 years of the deferred loan process, you can get your loan forgiven. and you wouldn't have to pay that extra money that you have for the loan. So it'd be kind of a good area that people need to look at, because if they're planning to be in their home or whatever for 5 years, the loan is forgiven, and if the business has retained ownership property and continue to operate as a business, they'll have their loan. Yeah, so that's really one of the big things that
we are promoting
too. So.
And this is to also help, you know, modernize the downtown Crookston 100%. Area, too, while keeping that Crookston charm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you bet.
And you were talking about the homeowners for low-income families, and this is really to help them out to maybe attack projects that they might not be able to afford. Is that a big...
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, leaky roofs, windows that need to replace, siding, you know, any type of... Oh,
maybe air conditioning.
Yes. Energy efficiency. We've got a lot of fun projects coming down the pipeline that we're excited about. You know, as the Crookston EDA just continues to work of how can we increase energy efficiency within Crookston? What are the small things that we can do? So we're really working hard to try to, you know, bring these funds into the community to really just help homeowners, landlords, the commercial businesses. The biggest goal is to continue to grow Crookston, modernize Crookston, and just really assist the community the best we can.
And these are potential grants,
correct?
Right? These aren't. This isn't set in stone like the ones we were talking about
earlier.
This is something that you're gauging letters of interest, and people can send those letters of interest where?
Yes. So they can send them to my address out at the Valley Tech Park. We'll get that posted up on the website. They can also email it back or drop it off at the Valley Tech Park as well. We do have applications. When we say applications, it's a very vague application. It's a matter of your name, the address where you live at, any contact information. Again, this is non-binding. There is no commitment. There will be no hounding. We are simply just generating interest. If you are interested, you know, in putting new windows in your home and you do qualify for the income eligibility requirements, certainly let's chat and let's get an application in for you. The biggest goal is we want to bring these funds into the community, and the more interest that we can generate, the stronger possibility of those funds coming into us.
Yeah, and Ward 4 will have a handout here within by the end of the week. Every house in the Ward 4 right now will have a flyer in their mailbox and on their porch someplace. Mm-hmm. So and they can take that introductory form and everything's on there, who to contact, mm-hmm. and so forth and so on. And I would encourage the people to contact the Economic Development Center and get more information if they're interested. I know there's a lot of people in Ward 4 that are interested in updating and upgrading their homes. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we get a good response, and the more people that sign up, the more chance we will have to get these loans running and in place, and also to get the money so that we can actually do this. So if they can show their support for this activity, it'll be a successful program.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so make sure that you, if you're living in that Ward 4 area, you're really paying attention, because this only is going to benefit you.
Exactly. Yeah. It certainly is. And our goal is to get this application in. Those funds, we're looking at 2025 if we do receive the grant, for those funds to be rolling in. But things take time, as we all know.
Yes.
So again, for us, on our end of things, we are just going to be pushing this over the next couple of weeks, so that way we can get those letter of interest, and we can show, you know, how much of a need this is within our community, to better those chances when that application does go in November here.
Well, that all sounds very wonderful. Is there anything else, Don and Kayla, you guys would like to talk about here today?
I know the Economic Development Program used to build a house with high school, and that has kind of gone awry. So, but that was one of the big things that they did, and it was really helpful for a lot of people to get to build a house and buy the house. So that was a good project. And they did other things in the city that really helped business owners downtown, storefronts and all that kind of stuff. So we're moving ahead with economic development, and it's a good organization, and they have opportunities to get big grants like this. So mm-hmm. we want to support that as a city. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Yeah, well, Don Cavalier and Kayla Hansen, thank you very much for joining us and on this Valley Talk. We covered a lot of things, a couple of grants that are going on right now on the business side, and then mm-hmm. some letters of interest that we're looking for the Small Cities Development Grant. Again, that can be for commercial, rental properties, and homeowners as well in that Ward 4 area. So make sure that you're looking out for that, because everyone's going to be getting notified here very soon as to how they can fill it out, what they're filling out, and a little more information on that. And if there is any extra questions, people can go to where?
They can go to myself.
Do you have your
yep.
number?
Yep.
Do you have your number?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, yeah. What would be a good contact for people to get to Kayla you, Kayla? Hansen, yeah.
Yep, so they can contact myself. My cell is 218-280-6368. Again, I'm also located out at the Valley Technology Park on the north side of campus. So feel free to give me a call. Stop by. I'm there Monday through Friday. I'd love to see you and chat more. If email is a better form of communication, you can also email me at khanson, khanson, at crookston.mn.us. So we can certainly get you either an application for any business that is interested in beautifying or wanting to help to revitalize their storefront. Again, that is going on right now. We'd love to see more of those applications roll in. Also, the paint and signage grant, it's that one time, no match, $1,000. If you're looking to want to redo your sign, we can certainly chat about that as well. But yeah, any other questions, please reach out to me.
And we hope her telephone number is ringing off the line, and also her email address.
Absolutely. We want to see
overloaded,
it.
So.
Don't be afraid to call or email in. Kayla and Don, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk. So that was Don Cavalier and Kayla Hansen on our Valley Talk program. Yep. And now it is.